You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our Radio.com insider, our NFL insider, and he is brought to you by our good friends at Indeed. Indeed, post a job today on Indeed.com/hire. Post your job today on Indeed.com/hire. Brian Baldinger joining us now. Baldy, how you been, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. I'm like everybody else. I'm anxious to get through this preseason here to get to the real season, but I'm enjoying the process in the meantime.
We had talked earlier in the show today. I discussed it a little bit yesterday. Here in our own backyard, we pay a lot of attention to, obviously, Aaron Rodgers and the new head coach, and we get it. Look, there's all eyes, because it's kind of a boring camp right now. There's nothing going on. It's just all eyes are on Aaron Rodgers and this relationship. But it just seems like everybody's making such a big deal out of this. Anything Aaron Rodgers says is being scrutinized and re-scrutinized. Do you find this a lot of hot air about nothing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got a head coach and you got a quarterback. And, I thought that I was a big fan of Mike McCarthy and known him a long, long time. So I was disappointed to see him go. But I thought the offense, you know, was stale, and I thought they needed a change. And I think Aaron needed a change. And so they have a change. And so all that matters is, you know, what level is Aaron Rodgers going to play at? Is he going to play at, you know, the highest level, which we're accustomed to seeing, or are we going to see an offense that just sort of sputtered like it did a year ago? And so that's all that matters. And look, the new coach kept Mike Pettine as the defensive coordinator, and I think that was a good move. And so it's a whole lot more, and the head coach is responsible for a whole lot more than Aaron Rodgers. He's got to coach 52 other players. So they're getting through that process right now. But everybody that has sort of run some offshoot of this Rams offense, and a lot of teams are trying to do it, has improved. And so he's not Sean McVay. Nobody else is. But I'm anxious to see what he does. And I think once you get to September 8th, we're going to see a pretty good football team.
Do you think with Mike Pettine's second year, because I thought Pettine, you and I talked about this at Super Bowl, I thought Pettine did an amazing job last year with the controversy he had with Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, losing some players, patching it together, Tremont Williams, a corner, playing safety and being the kind of the captain of the defense. It just seemed like he put, with bailing wire and stick'em, he put a defense together that actually pursued the quarterback. They feasted on a couple of lesser teams, but they jacked up those numbers. They became a better defense. What do you expect out of this group in the second year?
Well, they've done nothing but basically stock the defense with resources the last 2 years, through the draft and through free agency. All the money, you know, whether it's Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith, or whether it's Rashawn Gary or Darnell Savage moving back into the first round, I mean, all they've done is given him the most resources possible. And if you think about it, I mean, if you just look at the team that won the division last year, the Chicago Bears, Matt Nagy did a great job. But Vic Fangio led the league in defense, and they led the league in takeaways. And so, Mike Pettine, if you give them these resources and these players develop, what if the Packers would lead the league in takeaways and you just gave extra bats to Aaron Rodgers? The way they did last year to Chicago and Mitch Trubisky. I mean, that'd be a pretty good formula for turning things around if you could do that. And so I think that's what this whole last 2 years has been about. Let's get a guy who's aggressive, that has taken the ball away in other places, Baltimore and the New York Jets, not so much in Cleveland, but let's just see what he does here with all this new infusion of talent and how quickly it can come together.
Who's the best team in the division, in your opinion?
I'm sorry, Bill?
Who's the best team in the NFC North in the division, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, I think the Chicago Bears are the best team. They went to Minnesota in Week 17 last year, knocked the Vikings out when they didn't have to play anybody, and they knocked the Vikings out. And they're going to return basically the starting defense that was the number one defense in football. They got to replace the coordinator, which is big shoes for Chuck Pagano. But I think the Bears are the best team right now, and that's what I think everybody should be shooting for.
What do you think, as far as pressure goes, how they're going to handle it in Minnesota? I think this is one of those years where Zimmer is really, really under the gun, because they've kind of given him everything he wants. He's been very stern, very upfront, very disciplinarian with that team. And some say after a while that can begin to wear on guys. He gets his quarterback. They really didn't do much with it last year. The Bears overtook the division. How much pressure is on that organization now to win?
Well, I think Mike knows what it's. I don't think Mike feels it, the pressure. I think that's just everybody feels that if you're not winning. Look, the quarterback came out and said, Kirk Cousins came out and said this year, like, I've been a 500 quarterback. That's not good enough in this league. He knows that. He feels it. They've upgraded the offensive line. Garrett Bradbury's a heck of a player. He played great the other night against the Saints. I think they've retooled the offensive line. Kirk should play better. They've given out a lot of fat contracts to Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen and the quarterback. And I mean, they have a lot there. And you're right. I mean, they got a big home stadium and home field advantage and all that. I mean, they have to go put it together and win. I mean, they had a chance to get in the postseason. They had a home game against the Bears. Week 17, like I mentioned, they couldn't win the game. So I'm sure Mike Zimmer feels it, but, you know, I think he also knows that it all goes with the territory.
Real quick, back to the Packers. The expectation from me, and see if you agree, after everything that's been written, everything that's been said about this organization in the offseason, and not all of it's been flattering. I mean, it's a lot of ugliness. Do you think Aaron Rodgers comes back with this new, I don't want to say found a use, but this re-energized new offense, movement, motion, like you said, everybody's gotten better. Do you think this offense comes back with the weapons they have and really has a tremendous season? Because I believe Aaron Rodgers, with a chip on his shoulder and just, for lack of a better term, just pissed off at the world, he comes out every year to show everybody how great he really is. This year is going to be no exception. I think this year he's got extra fuel to the fire.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to play at a high level. I expect him to. I mean, I expect Marquez Valdez-Scantling to show up and be one of the next Packers' great receivers. I mean, it's going to be a second year. He can run like the wind. He's got size. I mean, if you look at, you know, what Devontae has done, I mean, he's an elite player now. But he wasn't as a rookie, but he's become that. And I think he's good. I think Scantling is going to be one of those guys. I think the offensive line is, you know, I think this Elgton Jenkins is going to help with depth and maybe push somebody. I mean, I think they have everything it takes to be really, really good. And I think the coach is pretty sharp. So I think everybody kind of needs a little change every once in a while. He's only known one offense his whole life. I think changing offenses and a new way of doing things and learning new things is stimulating for anybody. And I think it's going to be for Aaron Rodgers as well.
Tell me real quick a couple of thoughts. Antonio Brown losing his case with the NFL, not being able to wear his helmet. That's within what everybody's kind of talking about. I, for one, think, look, hey, the league, even though he may not like it, is trying to do the right thing, and they don't need 10 years down the road for somebody to come back and say, well, you knew he was going to have a head injury, and you still allowed him to do it, even though he signed a waiver or what have you. I think the league did the right thing.
Well, they don't have a choice. I mean, Tom Brady has adjusted, and Aaron Rodgers has adjusted. I mean, everybody's adjusted. I mean, 1,600 players have adjusted. So, look, the rules have changed. The equipment is changing. The emphasis on certain pieces of equipment is enforced. The safety of this game is paramount. And so I think AB is just going to adjust. He's back at practice. He's out there right now. He made his statement. And that's it. You know, the league made their statement, and he lost, and it's time to go and play football. I mean, all this other stuff is just nonsense. And so I was out there last Thursday, and they miss AB in that offense, going up against the Rams last week and the scrimmages I was watching. I think it's time to just get back to playing football and scoring touchdowns like he did a year ago and what he's done over the last 6 years. It's time to start building some chemistry with Derek Carr, and I think you'll see a lot less of this noise that's been coming out of there.
Real quick, the obviously the Patriots are all wondering when Tom Brady's going to retire. Everybody keeps asking him about it, but Brady's not focused on that. He just, you know, he's adjusting to his new helmet. He's just worried about getting better, and he's back for another ring. Look, I never count the Patriots out, but at some point, do you feel like Father Time has to catch up with something, right? I mean, is this still the favorite to win another championship?
Yeah, they are. Because, you know, they changed. They completely changed in the postseason. They changed it. I mean, they became a running football team. Next, Sony Michel ran for 6 touchdowns in the postseason, including the only, you know, touchdown in the Super Bowl. They pounded the football. Now, Gronk was a big part of blocking, but they couldn't. They put one drive together the whole day. And Josh McDaniels just threw the game plan out and said, what do we do well? And that's who the Patriots are. They're going to try to figure things out during a game, what works and what doesn't work, and they're going to try to figure things out during the season. And that defense shut down three of the top seven offenses in football, the Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Rams. And so, except for Trey Flowers and Malcolm Brown, they kind of return intact. So I think they're going to give teams a lot of problems still. And this Sony Michel is a good back. And they're going to do it a different way. But I think Brady is going to be right where he's been. The game has gotten so easy for him. There's nothing he hasn't seen. There's nothing he can't adjust to. He's got 20 years of experience. So I think they're just going to find a different way of doing it.
Brian, always good to talk to you. I look forward to during the season and then seeing you down at Super Bowl again this year, okay?
You got it.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Brian Baldinger of Radio.com, our NFL insider there, the Radio.com sports insider. He calls in, gives us a shout, brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. That's who brings you our buddy Brian Baldinger, and he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now, you can't wait because you got to get in there. You got to get in that team right now. They're just good people. They're looking for good drivers, and there's a shortage of good drivers right now. Schneider, just call them, 844-PRIDE, go to schneiderjobs.com. They treat you right, and that's what they've been doing for a long time, so give them a shout. 844-PRIDE, go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.